You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world, and that means you are part of our financial underpinnings. That's right. We depend on you to help fund our agricultural programming. In fact, programming on the radio station at Illinois Public Media in Urbana-Champaign is about 40% funded by our listeners, listeners like you, whether you happen to be listening on our home radio station, one of our commercial affiliates, or if you listen online. It's important that you give right now, because if you do, we have an opportunity to pick up $5,250 extra dollars. We only need 10 phone calls. Probably I'd get them in this half hour, say 20 minutes, to make that happen. Just 10 more, and we'll put $5,250 in the kitty from a whole bunch of the folks that help us out here each and every fund drive, including the folks at Bates Commodities and CGB and AgriGold. It's part of the service. It's part of what happens. It's part of the friendly part of agriculture, and we'd like you to join the process at 217-244-9455 because, well, it's just an important thing to do. Mike Zuzulo does it with his time each and every Friday, and he's here this afternoon to do it along with us from his office in Atchison, Kansas at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. What a great day it is, Michael.
Todd, I'm very honored to be part of that agricultural programming there, too. It's been something that I've really enjoyed over these years, and I thank you and Dave and all the members there that participate and support us, because it has been really helpful to me and my family and my business, and a sincere thank you to you.
Well, thank you so much. I know Dave and I work really hard, but frankly, you and the other analysts make it awful easy to do our jobs, and you're the biggest part of the service. You manage to get really good information out, and it makes a difference to the listeners, I know, and hopefully they'll call in at 217-244-9455 and tell us that's the case. We need 10 calls in the next 20 minutes. Tell me about the marketplace today, other than what happened earlier in the week. This one kind of turned around on us.
Yeah, we needed a short-term pullback, I think, just from a standpoint of testing some support levels, some short-term support levels, and maybe giving the longs a chance to step back in on a potential pullback. I think the bottom line for this market going into Friday's opening was you couldn't sell the market after the Thursday trade because of the turnaround and the technical reversal in soybeans. But then by the time we got to the early part of today's trade, after ringing that $10 November bean bell in the Globex market late in the session, the beans started to give way some, and I think that introduced a lot more selling activity. A lot of chatter about the November bean options expiring and the November cereal options for corn and wheat and meal expiring as well, and that may be having some play because the open interest numbers were fairly big. But I think on a weekly basis, you know, when you sit back and look at the numbers, we've had 6-week highs for wheat and beans this week. We had an 8-week high put in for corn. We've had the fourth consecutive weekly close higher in all three, and the soft red wheat stayed above its old harvest lows from July of around that 515 level for a second week in a row. And I think there's only probably one thing that would allow for these types of numbers to be posted, and I got to think that the market felt as though the demand had come back in, and the reason the demand had come back in is because prices got down low enough to attract it and maybe even overshot the mark to the downside and really brought in some strong export demand.
That would be a stronger fundamental than the other one that most people are thinking about, which is a lower acreage number over time.
Yeah, I think so, and this is where I sent out a midday update to the clients and some colleagues in Chicago, and I got quite a bit of feedback on this in a matter of just a couple hours. But I'll share some numbers with you, Todd, that I don't think the trade really is understanding at this point, because we've been so supply-oriented and so negative demand-oriented in the corn market in particular, mainly because of the wheat and because of the MIR 162 issue, and that is major corn exporters right now. As far as their ending stocks on the last WASDE report, they're down about 5.7% in ending stocks versus last year. And for total foreign ending stocks, they're down. Ending stocks are down about 2.7% versus last year. So we literally have less foreign competition, and we have less major exporter foreign competition, when it comes to the corn market, but I can tell you that it has not felt that way, and I know you feel it as well. It has not felt that way as we've gone into this harvest time period. It's felt as though the market was just overly burdened with supplies and that we had a lot of Black Sea competition, a lot of foreign competition that was only going to keep prices down. And so with a little bit of weather coming in here and harvest delays and a little bit of planting weather problems in Brazil, and then a lot of export demand, I think that has changed the medium-term look of the markets at this stage.
So let me clarify. So the numbers are telling you that without the United States included in the set,
right,
that the other foreign suppliers of corn are short about more than 5% supply.
That's exactly right. The major exporters are almost 6% less in ending stocks versus last year's marketing year.
What'd you hear back from the clientele?
The one colleague in Chicago in particular called me and said, "I did not know that." It felt like Johnny Carson. "I did not know that." and I think that's where the trade has been so focused on the supply, and naturally so with the yields and with the crop progress reports and the conditions report. But I mean, unnaturally from a standpoint that we're now running 18% above the year ago levels on export commitments for soybeans. We're running 14% above year-ago levels in corn, and the USDA has us down 8% for the marketing year, and that just doesn't jive. Why, with sharply lower average U.S. prices and less foreign competition, would we lose more export business than last year, unless you're talking about a GMO issue or something that has to do with a fresh fundamental factor that we're unaware of?
I'm going to start calling you the amazing Karnak.
I don't think so.
Did you do the same set of numbers for soybeans? Did they show anything different?
No, they did not. I mean, I think that's where in the soybeans, we actually are growing in foreign competition because of the South American crop last year and what we may put on the books this year. And this is the difference in the medium term, whereas this week the soybeans were bought aggressively. We had a 25-cent higher close in November beans versus about a 5-cent higher close in December corn. We saw the Nov-July bean spread jump in favor of the November on an idea that the demand is outpacing supply again. But in the medium term, the global numbers actually would suggest the opposite.
Hey, and they drug the wheat up, too. It was only up about a penny and a half or something like that in the late option December, but it did manage to close the week higher, didn't it?
Yeah, the interesting thing that came out today that's good for the medium term, again, is that Sovcon reported that because of the recent weather in Russia, their new crop wheat is probably going to be down about 15% between less acres and the fact that a very cold spell is going to come in and sit on top of them and cut short their planting pace and also their ability for the wheat to get a stand built. And so they're already starting to trim their 15 crop at this stage. And I think at this level of inflation that Russia's battling because of the sanctions, Todd, you'll probably see them want to hold on to more of their 14 wheat. So I like that number a lot this week.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate what you do for the radio stations.
Let's get 10 callers.
You betcha. Thanks. That, of course, is Mike Zuzlow. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. And yes, indeed, he is right. We need 10 callers. I'm going to go with that. I suspect we need less than that, but I don't care. 10 is the number I want to go with at this point. And we need you to dial in at 217-244-9455.